Yeah.
So yeah, you'd have three teams, and you can kind of design each team like to be a specific way. Like you have the UN forces, then you have like the black market crime mafia kind of force, and then like the whatever is against the UN kind of team, like the anti-UN. Obviously, play it up however you want. And then each team has like specific kind of mindset. Like one team's gonna be more connected in the black market, so you can give them a discount for whenever they get monopoly money. So like, give them a slight advantage. But each team would have their own advantage. Now, obviously, this is gonna take a lot of planning, but
Yeah,
it's
you'd
such a big area. I
it's
didn't
like
think it'd be that
everybody
big.
gets emailed
the
rules
See,
book ahead
okay,
of time.
figure out. Okay,
You're
look,
just gonna
it's
put it.
pretty. It's three zones would be realistic. I mean, if you think about, okay, you got the neutral zone, peace camp at, say, okay, Desire Lake, right? The terrain. Dave knows this. So here's the barn. Here's Desire Lake is basically southwest of us. All right, so it's a, man-made, and nice area. There's some nice spots. It's actually got nice outcropping. So as a base camp, it's good if people want to camp out there. I mean, people can camp out here around the barn too, but like if they really spend, if they want to be out a weekend, in the Grand Forest, they can have the base camp there. But then you got the cabin, which could be like one area. Maybe a team can set up there. Their objective is to maybe hold down this, I don't know what the scenario could be. Then there's this, the other thing about having Loretta and me or whoever are designated like VIPs to drop like hidden little packages, and then you have like okay Team A in the morning after a nice breakfast at Desire Lake, going out around say 9:30, 10 o'clock, whatever, something like that, and then they're starting to hunt for some of the packages, and obviously kill opposing forces. Now Team B leaves about say half an hour to an hour later. Same objectives, looking for packages, take out opposing forces. So,
And then now one thing that the guys I used to play with, we'd have zombie nights. So yeah, you have base camp, but what there'd always be somebody there dishing out missions to like different teams. Like you'd be in communication with each team, and he'd be like, "All right, your objective is to go find these people. They were last seen on this area." And then you feed another team information, be like, "This team's heading this way." So you can start conflicts, or you can like give people missions and give them rewards whenever they complete their mission, like little ammo packages, or in this case, food and water,
I've got
or
walkie-talkie
even information.
system.
I've actually got a walkie-talkie system. Now, the only thing is there would be a lot of radio chatter. We'd have to almost be on another channel,
I was just gonna say
but we.
You give each team their own radio channel.
But we could also involve scenarios where we are like broadcasting a show, and people can tune in and be like, okay, we can actually hear real audio combat.
But they
No,
do
then someone
record the
tunes
whole
in. Then
thing
someone
too.
tunes. No, then someone tunes in, and it's like, oh my God, there's a conflict. Oh my God, so they're shooting each other.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, no. But
Different channels, yes. Main channel.
You guys do have walkie-talkies though,
They
like,
do. They're just shortwave radios,
yeah.
essentially, so
Oh, I mean, we've got those. I mean, too. If you guys have that, it's great too. I mean, we'll
Most
talk
people
with each
would
other.
bring their own gear too, and like there'd be people who'd be able to supply people too. That would be kind of depending on the person, they would bring their own stuff for that. We wouldn't have to supply anyone with that, but we would have to get lots of ammo. But I mean, you can get like 5,000 rounds for $20. So.
Have to make sure you're looking for the biodegradable ammo too.
Yeah,
Oh
now
yeah,
that'd be
for sure.
very important. We wouldn't play without that.
Yeah.
Biodegradable.
Just making sure, because
Yeah.
it is available.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Definitely you gotta use it if you're
For
playing
sure.
And
I'm not in the forest. It's kind of
I'm gonna
Texas,
talk to
it could be nice.
Scott, like the guy I used to play with too, and I'm gonna try and get him to get his guys to come down too, because it'd be a huge help. It'd be a lot of fun to come
Okay.
down there too.
All right. Well, weekend airsoft weekend. I mean, do you think a lot of them would be into camping over and
Definitely.
yeah? All right. And
Definitely.
I like that whole idea of like setting like the reward systems to like objective points or caches, and then you can, there's a trader at the lake where you have a built-in economy.
Yeah,
That
and like you can give each team like a
you can buy
little
more
starting
ammo.
bit of money.
Yeah. For sure, having you know ammo and I don't know whatever else.
Food and water, maybe even information. Like, this team completed this objective not too long ago, so they have more ammo, so watch out for that. That would be awesome. 230 acres?
50. Yeah.
So, what, 100 acres in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, the group you play with.
Four.
Do a lot of them
four.
Have, like electric, full auto
yeah.
kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, so this
I've
is
got,
serious stuff.
I've got a couple, I'm getting, I have one, I'm going to get a couple more.
Because that's my concern. Like, I think the, you know, the two weapons I have
none
are
of them,
solid.
Yeah, none of them go over 400 feet per second, which is the airsoft regulation.
Yeah.
And
I think my shotgun's up to, like, 360 or something
yeah.
like that.
So if you're worried about how it is when they shoot, it's not that bad. Because none of them really use full auto. They always use semi.
Yeah.
More accurate.
Yeah.
That's all. Like, they're the kind of people like, if you can't shoot somebody with 10 rounds, you shouldn't be shooting.
Yeah. Mm. But, you know, if there was a group in an area, I'd probably spray.
Well, yeah. People tend to do that. But that makes it just a little bit more realistic.
Not that I can spray. The closest I can come to spray is with the Stinger.
Well,
you can just hold down the trigger.
I will have additional
you
rifles.
As fast as you
so, you will have a rifle. Can guarantee that much. And, the only thing
I don't know, I wonder though, because, like, I was thinking about getting some sort of, like, more of a sniperish weapon.
That would work too.
But I was looking at, like, I'm thinking about the Stinger. Every
mm-hmm.
time I pull the trigger, it's three BBs. And sure, they spread out over distance, but that's kind of good when
yeah.
I want to hit a target. Like,
it's perfect.
It
you won't need much better than that.
Sniper, really.
Yeah, you wouldn't need much
anywhere
better.
Near comparable range that I'm
mm-hmm.
getting three shots for one. So,
yeah.
so I'm shooting close to
yeah.
them.
You'd be fine against these guys.
Now, have you ever done like an obstacle course where you walk through and you shoot targets?
Not necessarily, but we've done a lot of CQB tactics, which is like indoors, and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm thinking you could set up little exercises in the forest where. Like, say there's an obstacle course where you have to hit 10 bells. And then the team, whatever, it's a spectator thing, but you get a reward if you can do this
mm-hmm.
little, like, you know?
Definitely.
Like between trees, right? You just do this one run. If you can do a 20 run, either we have these pads register or there's, you know,
mm-hmm.
you ring a bell. Actually, I think if you shoot and have a hole, then you, you know. Because then you could have someone count the
yeah.
pictures, right? Like
yeah.
You bring them back, or whatever.
You can have, like, an accuracy challenge. Like,
yeah.
you have to hit a small target at a certain range. And if they hit it, they get it, an award. And, like, if they continuously keep getting it, you can, like, place it backwards. Increase the range. That's just another idea, too.
Mm.
Yeah. I have all kinds of different challenges. You can even have a tactics test.
Now, what the pricing of these the equipment, you know, what range is it?
Well, the full kit that I have cost me about $200, but that includes the camouflage, which is fully Asian tiger print, which is pretty much one of the best ones you can get. So that's the pants, the coat, the hat. Then I have the vest that I have, lightweight tactical vest, lots of pockets essentially, mesh, and. Then I have my regular belt, my leg holster, my pistol, my rifle, and my boots, shemaj, which is the big poofy scarf that they have, and little side, like a speed loader, padding, and all that cost me roughly about $200.
Okay.
So that's a lot of things, though. You know, but you can get stuff really cheap. There's all kinds of sales online. I know all of the good websites.
I was impressed with the amount of stuff, like the one spring pistol and shotgun I got, like they each came with a speed loader,
yeah.
and like, I guess I can't use those BBs, but like 500 BBs a piece or something.
Yeah, those ones aren't very good.
Yeah,
you can use them, but they don't really do anything in terms of ruining your gun.
I've like used them for target shooting.
Yeah.
To basically just to like make
warm up the gun. Yeah.
When I started it.
Yeah. No, definitely. But yeah, I know all the good websites, and I know roughly when they have sales.
Did you see the Gatling gun, by the way?
Hmm? Bella's. You heard of that one? That's a good one. They got all kinds of cheap prices. I'm sorry, what did you say?
The Gatling gun video. Did you see that for Airsoft? That was crazy.
The last one I was looking at was like how to make your own grenade launcher.
Mm.
Like all the actual moving parts are in the grenade rounds. Have
yeah.
you seen the grenade launcher? Like stuff?
Nah.
It's basically like a gas canister that releases through like 8 holes, and each hole has like 2 or 3 BBs in it.
Okay.
So it just shoots like a massive amount of BBs forward in one shot.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, 40 millimeter grenade, like, round. So you could have like one of the like 6 shooter things, or the 6 of them in, or the like classic kind of Vietnam. Like.
Yeah.
Or you can get, like, underslung grenade launchers for your rifles, too.
Mm.
Which really would be the coolest.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, you get, like...
Man, T2, man, the grenade launcher, I'm sorry,
people.
That was amazing.
Like, yeah, like, 30 to 40 people playing.
Yeah. Well then, dude, why not locate? You know what, I'll, it's gonna get warm. How soon, like, how hardy are these people? Like, we could do in April. Though there's not a lot of cover, that's
you need to make sure
summer.
There's no
yeah.
like, it's dry.
Oh yeah, we definitely have to make sure it's
dry. I'm just saying, like, let's leave it more towards the end of the summer, like August.
Okay.
That way, you know, in summer for a while, everyone's adjusted to the heat. You know, all the foliage is grown in. You know, people can plan far ahead.
Yeah.
So they can make sure they're here. So we can let them, give them a lot of notice, essentially.
Okay.
If we're trying
people
to get a big one, then something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
We can
do
smaller ones,
we can
right?
still do
no,
like
yeah,
smaller
yeah.
stuff in between now and then.
Do practice runs.
Yeah. Test out whatever rules we come up with and
yeah.
yeah, learn the terrain and everything.
Practice, I want to do, hey, I want to be a medic, so
yeah.
what would I need?
Did I have a bulletproof vest?
I have the vest.
I would think for like a,
something like a mock tank.
I guess.
Or something that they
so, something
give them
that's
the
like
weight.
Clearly marked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're, gives
you're
them
identified a
sign that
you're
a medic, and you have to carry a little bit extra weight.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Wait, if you wore a cross, though.
Maybe even a backpack.
Would they shoot you?
Like a backpack.
Could, if you wore a cross, you could technically be working for either team, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can be a completely neutral party, and just just for a limitation, so you're not, like, helping this one team really fast when you have to get to the other one really fast, give you that little bit of extra weight so it slows you down.
Because you can actually just be an official escort off field, really.
Yeah, that too.
You know, that way it's a nice clean way, you don't have to
and
fly
right,
there.
And you can regulate the rules in a sense, too. Like, you saw this guy get hit, or he called it, go over to him and make sure he leaves the field. Like, just as a...
Yeah.
We don't want to catch people cheating either, right?
Yeah, and you can actually log, okay, who, you know.
Yeah, who's good, and who gets this amount of points.
Who died, who, do you know who killed you?
Yeah.
How was your experience? It
could
like?
Make it interesting if, like, when people die, they just have to kind of stand there and yell, medic.
Medic! Exactly, and that's I think it would be awesome. That would be amazing, I would do it.
Yeah. And then the medic gives you a drink or something, I don't
know. I have a beer.
Yeah.
Well, I have a poof.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. We all want to head back in?
Yeah.